Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. Homemade French fries, roasted veggies, crispy tofu, crunchy salmon bites. If any of those sound appealing to you, keep listening because we are talking the air fryer. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort, let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. I'm Chris Dovniak, founder of Healthy Mama Chris, your host. I am a trained chef, but most importantly, I'm a busy mom just like you, and I love sharing solutions for making meals easier and more delicious. And today we are going to talk about one tool that can help you do both things. The air fryer has taken the culinary world, or at least the home cooking world, by storm. And it took us a while to get one, I'll be honest, because as you might know, I'm not a huge gadget girl. I like my life and my kitchen to feel uncluttered, which is ironic in that I have a pile of laundry in my closet that needs to be put away right next to me. But I digress. I prefer only keeping appliances and tools on hand that I'm actually going to use in my kitchen on the regular. The air fryer is one of those appliances that is certainly not a must-have. I still don't think it's a must-have, but it is a really nice to have, and I'm really glad we bought ours. And I've had a ton of requests from all of you about whether or not you should get an air fryer, how I use mine since I've had it for the past year and a half, and what my favorite recipes are. So in today's episode, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of air fryers, the one that I have, and if I recommend it. We will talk about some of my favorite things to make in an air fryer and other things that you might be able to experiment with in the air fryer. Okay, first and foremost, we are going to answer the most important question. Do you need an air fryer? Like I said, no, probably not. It's probably not a need that you need to have in your kitchen unless you happen to not have an oven because it is kind of like a mini oven. So it does work in that case, but it truly is a convenience tool. So I encourage you to keep listening to this episode to hear what we make and how we use the air fryer, how it works, and decide for yourself if it's something that is worth the kitchen space for you. We are not big fans of having cumbersome things on our countertop. We have our water filter. I have my little water kettle, and I have our stand mixer that a friend gifted us, and that's it. That's all we have on our countertops because I like having lots of space, especially when I'm meal prepping or recipe testing. So we keep our air fryer in a cabinet and take it out when necessary. We do the same thing with the Instant Pot and the rice cooker and the slow cooker. So for us, it doesn't take up a ton of space. So it kind of depends on if it's something that you want to keep out or you want to store away and it's not bothersome to you to take it out because it can be pretty big. And I'll talk about the one that I have and whether or not the size works for us in just a minute. But it is really, really great for reheating leftovers, cooking small-ish amounts, sometimes larger amounts depending on how big an air fryer you have, but typically no more than 4 or so servings depending on how big your air fryer is, small servings of food, and getting them truly crispy. It does have that going for it, and it fries, so to speak, quote-unquote. It cooks with air until things are crispy. It's very similar to the convection setting on your oven, and it does it without a ton of oil. It'll tell you it can do it without any oil. I tend to disagree, but you're not deep frying here. You are convection cooking. It's also faster than most other cooking methods as well. It preheats really quickly and it cooks very quickly. So it is a convenience tool. So what does an air fryer do? Like I said, rather than using oil as a means of crispiness, though I do still use some oil, just much less than you would when deep frying, air fryers use powerful airflow to cook around your food, similar to a convection oven. So when paired with high heat, you get a crispy result. You can cook meat, fish, plant-based proteins like tofu and tempeh, veggies, fresh and frozen fries. You can even bake cookies in the air fryer, though I haven't personally tried this one. You can also cook at lower temperatures, and with most air fryers, you can also dehydrate fruit and vegetables as well. It works great for kale chips. And of course, you can reheat leftovers like nothing else. Reheated French fries in the air fryer, there's no way you're doing that in a microwave or even a toaster oven. So it is very beneficial in that case. The hard part about talking about an air fryer versus like an Instant Pot or a slow cooker is they're all a little bit different. Now, I know there's different varieties of Instant Pots, but they all kind of work the same way. And there's different varieties of slow cookers, but they all kind of work the same way. With air fryers, it's the same concept. They all kind of work the same way, but there are a lot of different buttons, a lot of different settings on different air fryers. So I'll do my best to share the basics with you. And I just want you to understand, this is one of those appliances you're going to want to do your research and you are going to want to read the directions and make sure that you are using your air fryer properly. When you look at recipes online, definitely take note of what air fryer they are using and compare it to yours. But for the most part, your air fryer recipes you find online will work with pretty much any air fryer. You just want to pay attention to temperature and cooking time rather than the basic settings on the air fryer. Like mine, for instance, has 7 different settings. It's got like a little pizza setting and a fry setting. So rather than using those settings when I create recipes, I talk about time and temperature. So I have the Power XL Vortex air fryer. I got it at Target about 1.5 years ago, and I will admit it is fairly small, and I wish I went with the bigger one. So there's a smaller 4-quart Power Vortex, which goes for about $70, and a large 8-quart. I've also heard really good things about the Ninja Foodie, and the Ninja Foodie, they even have a 2-basket option, which I'll admit is very appealing to me. They have a smaller version and an XL version of that one as well. Like I said, I got mine on sale for $70. A basic air fryer retails around $100 for a basic model. So it might not be something that you're just going to go pick up when you're at your normal Target run, but it's not crazy expensive either. But they do get more expensive. The larger 2-basket Ninja retails around $200 at Target and Amazon. I also have a toaster oven air fryer combo from the brand Gourmia that I use in my cooking classes that works okay. Their other models have better reviews. It was also around a $100 price point. My biggest complaint with that one is it's large and cumbersome, but doesn't actually make that much more food than my home air fryer. There's only one actual tray that you can fit in there. I end up using the drip tray as a tray to make pizzas for my kids, and it works, but not as well as I'd wish. So I did say there's only one tray. There's three trays that come with it. One's a tray, one is a basket, one is like a rack. So there are different options for that one, but you can only put in one at a time. There is a Cuisinart version that's about $200 and has much better reviews. So if you are looking for a toaster oven air fryer combination, then I would recommend that one only because it has better reviews and the lower price point one works for me, but I wish it was a little bit better. So I have the PowerXL Vortex, works great. It's small, it fits in a small space, it looks like what you imagined an air fryer to look like. The Ninja Foodie has really great reviews. The Instant Pot Vortex, I've also heard, has really good reviews, and it's a little bit of a higher price point, but it's a little bit bigger as well. I kind of wish that is the one I went with, but I'm not even sure if it was out or it was available when I was looking for air fryers. So it is it retails for about $133 on Amazon. It is 10 quart, so it is a larger capacity, and you can use it as a rotisserie. Honestly, I might be swapping mine out in the next few months because I would love to make rotisserie chicken at home. So these are just some things to consider when you're looking into buying an air fryer. How much space do you have, and where are you gonna store it? How much do you need? How much space do you need in the air fryer based on what you intend to use it for? The 4-quart is very small. It's just big enough for two, essentially. The 8-quart to the 10-quart is about enough for a family of four, but it's not going to make big bulk meals. It's just not, unless you get one of the big heavy-duty. Cuisinart has one. The Ninja Foodie has the XL or the XL 2-basket option as well. You're just going to pay more if you go for the larger options, but if your family's bigger, then that might be what you're looking for. So consider space, consider how much space you need, what you intend on using it for, obviously your budget. Consider these things, look at reviews. Thankfully, they're not a huge investment unless you start getting into the, you know, $300 range. But what's nice is if you want to try out an air fryer, you can get an inexpensive air fryer on sale at Amazon, at Target, wherever you might buy it, and try it out. And if you find yourself using it enough that you want to buy one big enough for meals, then you can invest in that. The smaller air fryers are easier to just pull out for us from under the counter and use to reheat leftovers. My kids can use them really well, at least my older daughter. My 6-year-old doesn't use it by herself. My 10-year-old cooks by herself, so she can use it by herself. No biggie. So it is very easy to use. So that's really nice as well. And so you might want to get a smaller one, try it out, see if it works for you based on what I share with you today, and then maybe invest in a larger one. So let's talk about the basics of how to use an air fryer. It's pretty straightforward, but here's a couple tips on how to use one. Okay, first of all, most of the time, most air fryer manufacturers will tell you to preheat your air fryer. You don't have to. The air fryer does heat up very fast. It's gonna heat up a lot faster than your oven, for instance. But I do find, not surprisingly, that food cooks faster and more evenly. So typically preheating is 2 to 3 minutes at the temperature that you're gonna cook it at. So set it at the temperature, let it go for 2 to 3 minutes and allow it to heat up. A general rule of thumb, if you are air frying things without a recipe, is to set your air fryer about 25 degrees lower than the temperature you would use if you're cooking in an oven. Sometimes I only reduce by 10 to 15, but a good rule of thumb is if you would normally cook it at 400 in the oven, cook it at 375 in the air fryer. So while your air fryer is preheating, you can get your food ready. So I always recommend a little bit of oil in whatever you are cooking or in or on whatever you are cooking. I highly, highly, highly recommend you spray the tray with cooking spray. I can't say this enough. So I use an avocado oil spray. I either use Chosen Foods or the one you can get at Trader Joe's or Thrive Market brand. It's just avocado oil. And so I'll spray it with some avocado oil, just a thin layer. And typically I will either use some oil in my marinade or just coat my vegetables in a light coating of oil as if you were roasting. I find there's a better result from them that way, and they don't stick to the air fryer. Once your air fryer is preheated and your food is ready to go, place it in the basket in a single layer. Just like with roasting, you want to avoid overcrowding it so it cooks evenly. Then you can set the time and the temperature based on whatever recipe that you're using, or you can estimate about 50% of the time it would take you in the oven. So if typically you are going to roast your broccoli in the oven for about 25 minutes, it's going to take you about 10 to 15 minutes in the air fryer. Okay. Most air fryers have very easily adjustable temperature and time settings. So you can just set the time and temperature. You don't need to worry about the extra buttons unless you want to worry about them, unless you want to reheat a pizza and hit the pizza button. But for the most part, if you are just starting out, use the time and the temperature. That's my recommendation. Make sure that you are putting the basket fully into the air fryer. If you have one like mine that's kind of shaped like an egg, it does take a little bit of force to pop it in. Once it's popped in, it will beep and it will start cooking. The hot air inside the air fryer will start to go, and halfway through cooking, most air fryers will beep at you to shake the basket or flip the food halfway through. Unless the recipe says don't flip it, shake the basket, flip the food halfway through. This will make sure that it's evenly cooked. And then just like with any other recipe, you can always open up the air fryer and check on it. Now, I don't recommend doing this all the time because you're going to release that heat. It's going to take longer to cook, but you can always open it up, check on it, keep an eye on it, essentially. Use a food thermometer if you are cooking meat. Please always use a food thermometer if you're cooking meat to make sure it is done. And then you can just take it out and let it cool a little bit before serving. Very simple.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So my biggest tips when it comes to cooking in the air fryer, make sure you are drying your food really well, especially your proteins, before you are adding any sort of oil, before you are cooking them. Any moisture in there will create steam. So just like with roasting, if you overcrowd the pan, if it has any liquid on it, it's going to create steam and steam that food instead of roast it. Now, I have seen some tips on adding like a tablespoon or two of water underneath the basket if you have one of those round air fryers like I do, and this will both steam and roast your vegetables at the same time. I've tried it. I don't find a big difference. Make sure you're spraying the actual basket with cooking spray, tossing with a bit of oil. Make sure you're not overcrowding the basket. And so if you have to do two batches, it's pretty fast cooking. So I'd rather you do two batches and get a better result than try and shove everything in the air fryer at once, and make sure you shake halfway for even cooking. The nice thing about the air fryer is it's very simple cleanup. You are essentially roasting. So once it's cool, you can basically just remove the basket, wash it, wash the tray that's on top of the basket. Very easy. So myself and my husband appreciate that part of it as well. So I know what you're really here for. You can read the directions on how to use an air fryer. Hopefully my tips were helpful. But what you really want to know is what we actually cook in the air fryer. Now, I will tell you, the number one things that we cook in the air fryer are leftovers and frozen chicken nuggets, frozen fish sticks, or frozen burgers. We use it as a convenience tool. It's like a microwave that makes things crispy. To be perfectly honest, those are the things we use it for the most. So, I mean, we use it almost every single day, probably 4 to 5 times a week minimum, to reheat leftovers. For frozen chicken nuggies for the kids, we like the Trader Joe's organic chicken nuggets that are in the refrigerator section, or the ButcherBox frozen chicken nuggets, or, oh, what is the brand of the one? Just Bear. at Costco. We'll also make fish sticks for the kids sometimes when we're on a date night. Or frozen burgers like Mahi Mahi burgers work really well. Those are from Trader Joe's as well in the air fryer. So honestly, those convenience shortcut type foods are what we use the air fryer for the most. Because if you're already making a shortcut, like you might as well make it even faster, right? So those are the things that we make the most often in the air fryer, to be completely honest with you. But there are so many other things that you can use the air fryer for as well. We love using it for wings. We used it for wings for the Super Bowl. It truly makes them crispy, which is so great. My coffee barbecue dry rub wings work really well in the air fryer. They take about 15 minutes in the air fryer at 400. We love cooking salmon or salmon bites in the air fryer. I've just been experimenting with salmon bites in the air fryer, but we love doing teriyaki salmon in the air fryer or just simply seasoned salmon, roasting that in the air fryer. We roast at 375 for 7 to 9 minutes. Actually, sometimes I'll do 6 minutes. And I like my salmon a little less cooked. Typically, we do about 7 minutes. If you want it fully cooked, you can go up to 9 minutes. But again, super simple and really, really tasty. It comes out really well every time. They're great on top of bowls or just with the rice and some roasted broccoli. If we are going to roast a protein and some vegetables in the air fryer, I'll pop the vegetables in the air fryer, cook them, set them aside, and then cook the protein, especially if it's a quick cooking protein like salmon or tofu that only takes, 10 minutes or less, then it works really well. That way the vegetables are not completely cold by the time the protein comes out. Speaking of, the next most frequent thing we use the air fryer for is roasted vegetables or roasted potatoes. It works really well for those. We love making chicken breast in the air fryer. I've been experimenting making chicken breast in the air fryer more. You all know I love my pan-seared chicken, but I've got an air fryer chicken breast recipe coming up soon. It's also really, really good for crispy skin on chicken thighs, and it takes like half the time that it would take roasting. The only caveat is my air fryer is small. And so it doesn't make a huge batch of them. So that is the downside to my small air fryer. If I had a bigger air fryer, I think I would cook more full meals in the air fryer. Pork chops are great in the air fryer. Homemade chicken tenders are great in the air fryer. Fries, obviously. Homemade fries like that we normally put in the oven, or sweet potato fries are great in the Instant Pot. In the air fryer, don't cook your fries in the Instant Pot. I do not recommend. But frozen fries are great in there too. We love the Alexia frozen fries. So we will make those in there. I mentioned crispy tofu. So I will toss tofu in essentially just some soy sauce and some cornstarch and a little bit of oil, sesame oil, and cook that in the air fryer, and it gets nice and crispy. Crispy roasted chickpeas are delicious in the air fryer as well. I've experimented cooking shrimp in the air fryer, which works really well, but you need to be careful because they only need a couple of minutes or else they will overcook, but you do get that nice kind of crispiness on the outside. They're really good with Cajun seasoning. I mentioned kale chips are delicious in the air fryer. Use a really, really low setting and let them dehydrate. I need to experiment with more dehydrated vegetables. So that's something on the docket. I want to try more dehydrated vegetables in the air fryer. But you can make veggie fries in the air fryer. So we have made carrot fries and parsnip fries and zucchini fries in the air fryer, which are really, really good and a great way to encourage kids to eat veggies, especially when you're dipping in some of my homemade herb ranch or my chipotle jalapeno ranch. And meatballs, either fresh meatballs that you make, frozen meatballs, or the refrigerated chicken meatballs from Trader Joe's are great in the air fryer. My air fryer fits just about one batch of meatballs, which is nice. It's just enough for one meal. And then last but not least, the air fryer is great for baked quesadillas, for burritos. It gets them really crispy on the outside, or air fryer taquitos as well. So any of those kind of Mexican fusion type meals are really great to make in the air fryer. Now, our air fryer only fits about 2 quesadillas in there. So again, you'd need to make a couple batches if you are cooking for a family and your air fryer is small. But if you have a bigger air fryer, it works well for baking things like quesadillas. And those are the things that we like to use the air fryer for. But there's so many other things you can use the air fryer for. I've done baked potatoes in the air fryer, steaks you can do in the air fryer. I haven't tried that one myself. You can do bacon in the air fryer. Again, mine is small, but if you have a bigger air fryer, that would work. You can make fajitas in the air fryer, zucchini boats, falafel. You can make French toast in the air fryer. There's a ton of recipes out there. If you go on Pinterest, Google air fryer recipes, there is so much you can do with the air fryer. Just keep in mind the tips that I mentioned previously. So all that being said, and all of the things that you can make in the air fryer, I want to give you some easy meal ideas, mostly just cooked in the air fryer. So meal idea number one is one that we make frequently, and that is air fryer teriyaki salmon and roasted broccoli over coconut rice. So I'll get the rice in the rice cooker, I will roast the broccoli in the air fryer, and then clean it out really quick and add in the teriyaki salmon. We love making spicy salmon bowls in the air fryer as well to stay on the salmon train. So I will make a quick hot honey glaze to go over the salmon, and I will make a ginger mayo to go on top. They're really great with some avocado and some green onions, some cucumber for a little bit of fresh crunch served over rice. I love making air fryer buffalo meatball wraps. So we'll cook some meatballs in the air fryer. Typically, I'll use the chicken meatballs from Trader Joe's, toss them in some buffalo sauce, and serve them up on a wrap or on a bun with some slaw, a little bit of blue cheese sauce, some green onions or chives as well. You can make crispy chicken thighs in the air fryer, which, like I said, I would make so much more often if my air fryer was big enough, with some sweet potato fries or roasted vegetables on the side. Crispy tofu Buddha bowls, that recipe is in my Balance in a Bowl 2.0 book. I serve it up with some vegetables, so I'll do air fryer roasted broccoli and roasted sweet potatoes, some red cabbage, serve it over rice, usually I do brown rice or farro, and a really delicious creamy peanut sauce. That Cajun shrimp I mentioned can also be turned into a bowl as well. My harissa chicken bowls can be almost entirely made in the air fryer. You can cook the crispy chickpeas and the cumin carrots in the air fryer, and then also cook the chicken in the air fryer. And while those are cooking, you can make the yogurt sauce, cook up the couscous, and serve it all together with a little bit of feta on top. You can make an air fryer chicken parmesan with some pre-made chicken. I like the pre-made chicken, breaded chicken from either Costco, the Just Bear brand, or from Trader Joe's as well, the Trader Joe's frozen breaded chicken, and serve that with some roasted broccoli or some roasted green beans. Blackened whitefish is delicious in the air fryer. Serve that with some mango salsa over coconut rice with some cilantro on top. Make some air fryer pork chops, either dry rubbed or breaded, with crispy potatoes or sweet potatoes and green beans. Air fryer chicken tenders, either homemade or store-bought, and serve that over a salad kit for a very quick dinner. Make some air fryer fish stick tacos. Cook up some fish sticks in the air fryer. While those are cooking, you can whip up a quick honey lime slaw. Serve that with some avocado, maybe some cilantro jalapeno dressing over top as well. It's another great quick 20-minute dinner. You can make air fryer burgers and serve those up with some air fryer fries as well. Or just make the fries in the air fryer and cook the burgers on the stove or on the grill. You can also do an air fryer baked potato bar as well. Baked potatoes come out great from the air fryer. Create whatever toppings you want based on whatever you've got in your fridge. Maybe it's bacon and chives and sour cream, cheddar cheese. Maybe it's a broccoli cheddar situation. Maybe you do a Tuscan sun-dried tomato and spinach version. I have a baked potato bar recipe with 4 or 5 different ways in the cooking club as well. So those are just a few ideas, but there are so many more things that you can make in the air fryer other than just heating up leftovers and cooking frozen chicken nuggets, even though we use it for that all the time. So I will link the recipes that I mentioned that are my own, as well as a ton of recipes from other creators as well, because there are so many people out there who have really great air fryer recipes. So I hope this was helpful, giving you kind of a 101 of the air fryer, some tips on how to use it for a better outcome, some meal ideas for what you can make using the air fryer, some of our favorite ways to use the air fryer, and maybe give you some insight as to, okay, do I want to buy an air fryer? If you have an air fryer, some new ways to use it. So if you found this helpful, please let me know. Share with me in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club if you're over there in our chats. I love hearing your feedback from episodes, or DM me over on Instagram. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. Be sure to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed this episode or any other episodes, I always appreciate a positive rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And I always love your suggestions for new episode ideas as well. So this was a requested episode, but I don't always get episode requests. So if you have requests for episodes, come over to the Healthy Mama Cooking Club or come over to Instagram and let me know your requests for episodes, for guests. I want to give you more of what's going to help you make getting easy and delicious meals on the table faster. As always, thank you for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Until next time, happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at @healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.